النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam. We find that His Eminence has these beautiful dialogues, and of course, you know, sometimes we think that the divinely appointed Imams, the Immaculate Imams, the only thing that they talked about were perhaps some akhlaqi discussions or some akhlaqi statements, some ethical, moral statements, and limited to that. Unfortunately, because we don't have enough knowledge or we don't really read enough about the divinely appointed Imams, or we don't study their lives in depth, perhaps even superficially, we find that we don't know a lot of things about these divinely appointed Imams. We find that when it comes to the theological, jurisprudential, philosophical sciences, the divinely appointed Imams, they had a lot to say about these matters. And of course, when we study their sayings and these different aspects of their lives, we find that not only did they have a lot to say in these kind of scientific fields, philosophy or theology and these kind of things, but they were experts in it. Of course, when we talk about an expert, this is a divinely appointed individual, and so they are at the peak of knowledge and wisdom as far as all of creation is concerned and all of humanity is concerned. They are the ultimate peak of knowledge and wisdom. So they are the masters of these sciences and this kind of logic and reasoning and understanding and intellect. So in this one conversation, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, talking to one of his companions, he talks about how Allah the Almighty disciplines the believers, or he kind of, I don't want to use the word harsh, but in kind of a tough tone, you know, it can be said Allah is talking to the believers, and Allah, well, here Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam quotes the verse from the Holy Quran where Allah says, "And it behooves not a believing man and a believing woman that they should have any choice in a certain matter when Allah and His Messenger have decided a matter." And so then Imam Hadi alayhi salam continues and he says that Allah the Almighty has not allowed people to choose according to their own desires when a matter has been decided by Allah and His Messenger. Here I think it's kind of interesting to talk about this idea. One is that when Allah has decided a certain matter, you know, then mu'min or mu'mina, a believing man or a believing woman, they do not have the, you know, the absolute free will or the, you know, to be able to, according to their desires, go against a matter that Allah has done. So, for example, Allah says, "I've chosen the Quran to be your book." Well, we can't go and choose a dictionary, for example, to be our book. Or well, Allah has decided that the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is the messenger. But then that's it. We don't have a choice to go out of our own free will and say, well, you know, we want, you know, somebody else to be a messenger. Or when He decides a matter when it comes to imama, He chose Imam Ali alayhi salam to be the rightful successor. We don't have a choice when it comes to, well, we don't want to choose Imam Ali, we're going to choose somebody else. Now, this idea that, well, this happened, people went behind. Well, this means that people, you know, they went against the commandments of Allah. They broke the commandments of Allah. And that, well, you know, logically, the repercussion is punishment on behalf of Allah, unless Allah wants to forgive, which that is up to His Eminence, the Almighty Allah. But here the idea that once something has been decided, it does not behoove, it is not appropriate, it is not good, it is not allowed for the mu'mineen and the mu'minat, the believing men and the believing women, to, according to their own desires, go against the commandments of Allah, because that will incur punishments. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.